Welcome to Flower Farmer Forum, the podcast where growing and selling cut flowers isn't just a dream, it's a reality. With over 100,000 downloads, this is your go-to spot for everything you need to know about turning blooms into bucks. Whether you're looking for a little bit of extra cash or dreaming of scaling up to a full-fledged flower empire, we've got you covered. I'm your host, Liz Fidler, owner and operator of Sunny Mary Meadow Flower Farm in Minnesota. In just 5 years, I went from modest beginnings with $7,000 in sales to flourishing $200,000 operation, and I'm here to tell you it's absolutely possible. But remember, peddling perishable products requires careful planning and thoughtful intention. So let's roll up our sleeves and dive in. Ready to bloom and grow? Let's get started. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part three of the Flower Farmer Forum podcast on reducing burnout as a flower farmer. So part one and part two of this mini series. Part one was I got my finances in order, so I wasn't worrying about trying to achieve a never-ending target goal, and I knew exactly how many flowers I had to sell, and I was able to just keep things at a reasonable workload without burning myself out from that standpoint. Part two was hiring the right people for the right jobs and having, you know, those systems in place for that. And part three, and I think this is honestly probably the most important part of it all, is growing the right amount of the right plants that bloom at the right time based on your business. So I believe that we need to grow based on customer demand and understand the buying habits of your customer. So we need to grow to sell, not just grow to grow. Remember, this mini series is for those that are trying to build a profitable and sustainable business in that they can continue to do this for their customers. There's a local flower farmer that just posted something on her social media page about slowing down and not trying to get the most out of every single flower and not trying to push the earth to do more than it's able to, and not trying to get every single bloom and maximum efficiency. And I do think it was directed at me subtly. And I didn't, obviously, like, do not engage. But I wanted to comment, that's a weird flex. That's a really weird flex as a business owner to say, yeah, I don't know, I'm just going to do this and not worry about how many flowers I grow or sell. I wish I had that luxury. I wish I had the luxury of, if I don't make a profit, it's not a big deal. If my employees don't get paid, it's not a big deal. Like, I don't have that luxury to just grow as a hobby grower. And that's okay. It just doesn't make it wrong if you are trying to be efficient and trying to be, you know, maximize your profits and get the most out of what you're growing in a healthy way. And so I think that it's important to know what you will sell and use your past sales and customer preferences. Now, if you don't know what that is yet, you need to identify your target customer. And people talk about that all the time. What does that really mean? Essentially, it's who is going to be buying your flowers, when, what are their buying habits? Are they swinging by the farmer's market? Are their hands full? Do they say, no, I'm not going right home. They're not in water. I need this. Oh, well, I got you covered. I got a cup of water, or I can hold them while, you know, before you come back, or, you know, having that sign that alleviates those concerns. Don't worry, we'll hold your flowers for you. Those are all things of identifying your target customer's problem. Had a bad day? Know that, you know, flowers are here to help. Or, you know, just something, when I go to breweries, a lot of the times I will have a sign that says, make up for coming out after happy hour, bring her flowers. Or, you know, I've got a little QR code directly to my subscriptions that I put in some men's bathrooms. And I'm like, did you stay out too late? Buy her some flowers, you know, whatever it might be. But just understanding who is buying your flowers. And from there, you can track the bloom cycles based on the planting times, and succession planting to ensure that you have continuous blooms. So predict those busy and slow times within your business and plan your growing calendar around those key seasons, holidays, events, whatever that might be, and understand your customers' flower preferences and styles to help your planting decisions. Now, once again, we cover this so in depth in Peddling Perishable Products. If you haven't taken the course, I really think that it could benefit so many people, and I really, encourage you to reach out if you have questions about it. But if your customers are only going to pay for a $20 bouquet, and that's all that anyone's going to pay in your area, don't grow the flowers that take so much time and resources and monitoring to grow. Just grow some zinnias and those easier flowers and sell those for $20, because you can't just take a $30 or $40 bouquet and sell it for $20 and hope that it's going to be profitable. It's not going to be enough of a return on your investment and on your time. And it is not your responsibility to work for minimum wage so that people can have their dream flowers for cheap. It's just not your responsibility to do that for cheap. And so growing to order and having that efficient production is something that took me a couple of years to do. And I know that growing too many of the wrong flowers is very stressful and very expensive. You're deadheading, you're pulling weeds, you paid for those plants, you took time for those seed trays, you bought those tulip bulbs, whatever. So growing too many flowers can be just as big of a problem as not growing enough flowers. Now, I would rather not grow enough flowers and buy them or source them from other growers and make up for it that way. I actually, as I'm expanding my business, I'm not expanding on the number of flowers I'm growing. I'm expanding on the ways that I sell them, because it is easier for me to hire help in the floral studio, in the design part, in the making bouquets, than it is the picking flowers and the pulling weeds. And I can buy flowers from other growers in the area because there are so many. But that means I need to have different retail and wholesale pricing, because if I buy them from one grower and I sell them to a retail customer, that means that I need to make a profit to make that worth it. So there needs to be a markup. So that price point is definitely something that I talk about a lot on the private PPP podcast, how I figure out those pricing points. But that's going to be something to keep in mind.
Taking a quick break from this episode to talk about invoicing. So I use QuickBooks for my invoicing because it's so easy to just add on the sales tax, take the sales tax away if they're tax exempt. You can choose all of those options. And most of the time in the comment section, I can just click on mail a check or use ACH payment. And that's the options I have for those really, really big purchases or those really, really big sales like brides or when I'm selling wholesale to another florist that has an ST3 form on file. It's just way easier. And then it only takes a 1% fee out if they do the ACH instead of a credit card. So QuickBooks makes it so easy. And I use them for my payroll, my invoicing, my sales tax, everything. There's a reason that QuickBooks will always be my employee of the month, including myself. So head to the episode notes, click the link. You will get 30% off for the first 6 months with my exclusive code. Be sure to use my code rather than just the regular website, because this is the best discount you will ever get compared to directly from their website. Thanks.
And so if you are growing to order, the first thing that you need to do is track your stem production. So keep a detailed log of how many stems you get per plant each week and plan accordingly. You want to grow strategically so that you can fulfill those customer orders and minimize your waste. So succession planting and staggering means planting at different times to ensure blooms throughout the season. It is really important to have a cooler so that you can batch your work, and it allows you to manage the flowers and harvest way more efficiently, and that will reduce your labor and stress. And then of course, you're gonna price your custom orders fairly so that you can accommodate special requests without sacrificing that profitability. What that means to me is when someone gets a standard $30 bouquet, I don't promise any colors, I don't promise any types of flowers, it's $30 worth of flowers. Now, my tulip one, I guess I do there, but for the most part, it's like whatever is blooming, whatever is in season during that week, whatever colors, that's what my subscriptions are. That's what my standard bouquet is. If they want a custom order, those start at $50. I started doing that this year so that I can source the flowers fairly and appropriately from other growers or from the wholesaler or whatever I have to do. So if customers want to request a specific bouquet, I price them differently, and that has been working so well for me as I've transitioned from just a flower farmer to a specialty florist that grows most of my own flowers. When I make those farmer choice bouquets, they are made from whatever's in season, and that reduces that customization and that waste of time. So when you are crop planning, what I want you to do is for your zone, make a list of everything that you grow and figure out exactly what weeks they bloom and how many flowers come per plant there, and then work backwards based on when you know you are going to need blooms. Now, I have an entire how to do this with six videos and spreadsheets that you can copy and paste and customize to meet your needs, to meet your zones. But basically, we take three different farms, for examples, with different revenue and goals. So a farm that generates $8,000 in revenue, 370 bouquets, another farm that's $40,000 in revenue, 1,200 bouquets, and another farm that's right around 150,000 in revenue and 5,000 market bouquets. Hint, hint, that one's mine. So I show you how to keep track of it all on a sheet, and you can modify it for your own operation. So this is how I never knew, do I need 200 snapdragons or do I need 600 snapdragons? How many zinnias do I need? How many dahlias do I need? And then I plan my subscriptions, I plan my events around that. And you know, it can be modified for beginner, intermediate, and advanced farmers. So you can definitely, this is not rocket science. You can do this on your own without buying my course. The link to it is available. It's $97. I really think you'll earn it back in just one day of labor or one appropriately priced custom order. However, you know, you can figure this out on your own, but it's just a couple years of trial and error because unfortunately, you have to learn from your own mistakes. And when you are seeking a mentor, such as myself, and I'm not saying that I'm the only one that offers a course like this, but you get to skip the years of my own mistakes and my own trial and error and benefit from that. Because the thing that I love and least like, I'm not going to say hate because there's nothing about flower farming that I hate, but the thing that I love and least like about flower farming is if I take notes of growing a different flower next year or growing a different amount of flower next year, more of this, less of this, not this color, make sure to stake these next year. Oh, these need two layers of netting. Oh, that was a waste of time. We should have, you know, put preen down. We should have done this. We should have done that. You have to wait an entire year before you can make those changes. And sometimes with tulips, for example, if you are going to, you know, not grow these next year. Usually I place my order in, you know, May for the following year. And so it almost takes 2 years to decide, well, I'm not growing these next year, but I've already placed my order. I can't change it. And I guess I'm growing them again next year, but the following year I'm not going to grow them. And so it's keeping track of what you need and how much to grow them. Another thing that is so invaluable with growing the right amount of the right flowers is pricing to avoid burnout. So, for example, charging $30 for a mason jar size arrangement for a fundraiser, and maybe it is, you know, a little bit more standard farmer's choice, whatever it might be. I did one in August. They asked me in July if I could do it, and I said, yep, $30 a bouquet. There were 50 arrangements on the tables. And you know, they had a budget for decor. They wanted to support my business. I've donated to their silent auction in years past, and it was just, you know, a really good win-win. They weren't looking for a deal, and they wanted to purchase those 50 arrangements. And I said, yep, sure. And I charged $30 a piece, and they were, like I said, mason jar size, any color, any whatever. But had I done that for $15, $20, that would have been so stressful because it was during my peak season. But while that is my peak season of having flowers, I don't necessarily have an extra 50 bouquets per week just sitting around. I used to, but that definitely comes with a price of the maintenance of those flowers. So that's an extra 750 stems that I, would need to grow. About 15 stems per jar, maybe 12 stems I'm able to get by with. But if it's 15 stems, that's 750 stems. If I am buying those from a wholesaler, you cannot get them for less than 125 a piece. If I buy from other growers, I can usually get them for like 75 cents a piece. We've got kind of a good arrangement going on there where I'll buy whatever they have extras of. Had I charged $20 a bouquet or $15 a bouquet, that would have been so stressful because I'm taking away sales from my stem bars, from my Yupiks, whatever, to make less money. And so sometimes keeping in mind that, yeah, it's nice to have that sale, that $1,500 sale, but what is that costing you in opportunity cost to be able to do that? So just being careful what you say yes to, but knowing that you have to price things appropriately. And there isn't necessarily a bulk discount. You can't, the price is the price. And so I think as you scale, your problems scale, and you have to figure out how to grow the right amount of the right things. So yeah, just keep track of what flowers bloom when, how many stems you get, and then work backwards. If you know that, you need X amount per bouquet, and then you recipe plan, and then you grow to sell, not try to sell what you have growing. And I think that this is something that takes time. It needs to be adjusted to your growing zone, to your area. It needs to be customized to you, but it can be a good starting point if you see, what everyone else is doing. I also want to share that we have a live webinar on Tuesday, October 22nd, and I am going to be sharing my flower master list. This is something that we've used on Google Docs with my employees, Brittany and Lydia, throughout the summer. And this one sheet was absolutely amazing. So I want to show you the things that we would write on it, how we kept track of who was working when, how we kept track of what needed to be done, those custom orders, those weddings, how we kept track of, at the beginning of the week, don't use any orange dahlias because I need those for a wedding on Saturday, or start saving all of these in the corner of the cooler or whatever it might be. And it was just a way that we could all keep up with it. They would put, on Tuesday, hey, reminder, Lydia's gone on Friday or whatever, even though it's on there. But it was just our communication tool that we used. And even if you don't have employees, it's definitely helpful, even if it's volunteers, even if it's your husband, even if it's your kids, whoever is helping you, because I'm assuming someone is helping you somehow. At least I hope so, because that's a lot of pressure to keep track of everything. But even if it's your own way that you organize things. Like I have the number of subscriptions, I have the number of Yupiks, the number of stem bars, plan for this many people, whatever it might be. So I want to show you guys how we used that this year to keep track of our flowers. If you have gotten the PPP course, then I'm recording an episode today on the private podcast about my Q4 revenue goal of I'm going to try to reach 100K in Q4 in sales. And that's a big, big, expansive goal, but I'm going to break down exactly how I plan on doing it. I remember when I heard about six-figure flower farming, I'm like, oh my gosh, how does anyone ever have six-figure sales in 1 year in flower farming? And now I'm trying to do it in a quarter. So we'll see. I mean, I'm not going to do it every quarter. I'm definitely not there yet to get $400,000 in sales, but I'm trying to reach it in Q4, and we'll see. Like I'm definitely on track to double my what would have been an absolute push goal. So I'm excited. I'm really excited to break that down and kind of challenge myself and see where those sales can come from and just really have a focused strategy. But yeah, so thank you so much. And then if I do get those sold, then I'll know exactly what flowers I need to grow for next year because those are all mostly pre-sales for next year. So thank you so much for listening. I hope we see you guys on the webinar. You can sign up for it in the link. You can sign up for a consultation call for PPP if you're interested in taking it. It's not mandatory. And then, oh, one more thing. Flower Farmer Forum is January 25th, 2025 in Sartell, Minnesota. We've already got a couple of people that have signed up. Pricing goes up November 15th. If you attended last year, or if you bought the online conference, you get it for 40% off. Everyone else, there is a early bird discount, 30% off by November 15th. And then, yeah, after that, the price will go up. But We are excited. Last year, we had almost 40 people between farmers and presenters, and I'm hoping for an even bigger turnout this year. So thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Flower Farmer Forum. If you enjoyed today's show and want to dive deeper into the world of growing and selling cut flowers, be sure to check out our website at flowerfarmerforum.com. There you'll find every episode in written blog form, plus courses and one-to-one coaching options to help you on your flower farming journey. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Flower Farmer Forum and join our Facebook page to connect with other passionate listeners and flower enthusiasts. If you're local and want to see what we're up to, visit us at sunnymarymeadow.com or find us on Instagram and Facebook at Sunny Mary Meadow for my flower farm. We'd love your support. Please leave us a 5-star review and share this episode with a friend who might find it fantastic. Until next time, keep growing, keep blooming, and keep making your flower farm dreams a reality.
SunnyMaryMeadow.com. SunnyMaryMeadow.com.